दानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन नमो नती रावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी
Shyam Prabhu, we'll discuss about this very important verse in the Bhagavad Gita second chapter, text number 69. So, those of you who can repeat after me, please try to repeat after me. Yanisha Sarva Bhutanam Yanisha Sarva Bhutanam तस्यां जागृति संयमे तस्यां जागृति संयमे यस्यां जागृति भूतानि यस्यां जागृति भूतानि स्यानिशा पश्यतो मुनेः सानिशा पश्यतो मुने ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद व्हाट इज नाइट फॉर ऑल बीइंग्स इज द टाइम ऑफ अवेकनिंग फॉर द सेल्फ कंट्रोल्ड एंड द टाइम ऑफ अवेकनिंग फॉर ऑल बीइंग्स इज द नाइट फॉर द इंट्रोस्पेक्टिव सेज There are two classes of intelligent men. One is intelligent in the material activities for sense gratification, and the other is introspective and awake to the cultivation of self-realization. Activities of the introspective sage or thoughtful man are the night for the materially absorbed. Materialistic persons remain asleep in such a night due to their ignorance of self-realization. The introspective sage remains alert in the night for the materialistic man. The sages feel transcendental pleasure in the gradual advancement of spiritual culture, whereas the man in the materialistic activities, being asleep to self-realization, dreams of various sense pleasures, varieties of sense pleasures, feeling sometimes happy and sometimes distressed in his sleeping condition. The introspective man is always indifferent to materialistic happiness and distress. He goes on with his self-realization activities undisturbed by material reactions.
Om Ajnat Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Udapadakamalam Shri Gurun Maishtamamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Dalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kant Radha Kant Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Jaitam Sarator Pungur. Mamanda Mater Gati Matsarvas Sapadam Bhojo Radha Madana Mohano. Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marutastun Vanti Divyais Tivaihi. Vede Sangha Padakramo Panishadaihi Gayam Tiam Samagaha. Dhyana Vastita Tadgate Namanasa. Pashyantiam Yogino Yasyantam Navidusura Suragana Deva Itasmai Namaha.
So I'm very happy to address you all. Today's verse, what we are discussing, is in the second chapter, in that section, where the qualities of a person who is sthita prajna are discussed. In the previous verses, in the 54th verse of this chapter, Arjuna asks a question to Krishna. We should know Bhagavad Gita is nothing but a conversation between Krishna and Arjuna. So Arjuna is asking questions and Krishna is answering them. So one of the questions which, important questions which Arjuna asked to Krishna in the second chapter is, Sita prajnyascha kha bhasha, sita dir kim prabhasheta, kim asita vrajeta kim. So he asked four questions in that particular verse. He says, Sita prajnyascha kha bhasha. For a person who is situated in fixed in consciousness, in Krishna consciousness, what is his bhasha? Bhasha means language. Kim prabhasheta? How does he speak? First one is, what is his language? Second one is, what is his speech? How does he speak? Kim asita? How does he sit? Vrajeta kim? How does he walk? So in the previous verses, Krishna has already answered the three questions, the first three questions. How does chitta prajna, person who is situated in Krishna consciousness, how does he, what is his language? When he has some situations, what is his reactions to it? Prajahati da kaman, sarvan partha manogatan, atmanneva atmanam tushta, chitta prajnyasta dochate. Goes on further explaining how does he, what is his language? What is his, how does he speak? And later on, he says, how does he sit? How does he sit means, In what way he is not engaging his senses? Sitting means not doing anything. That is the philosophical meaning of sitting. Like you ask somebody, what is he doing? He is just sitting. So kim asita means, in what way he is not engaging his senses? Because senses are to be engaged from some activity, and they have to be disengaged from certain activity. In the same way, Krishna first answered where you had to remove your sense activities from. Senses are natural. They have to act. Like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, third chapter, says, Nahi kshanam jatatishchat yakarma krit karyati avashah karma sarva karma prakritir gunehi. We have to act. We just cannot live without acting. But we have to invest all our capacity to act in which direction, how to act, on what to act. All these things are the details. But we just have to act. We just cannot live without acting or doing something or seeing something or hearing something. It's not possible. So Krishna says, no, first remove your sensual activity from these things. That is called kimasita, how to disengage. But if you just think of disengaging yourself from activities without having a proper engagement, then you can maintain for some time only. Later on, you will do the same activity which is not actually good for you in a more drastic way. Like for example, say somebody is very much addicted to eating sweets or some kind of intoxicating substance. Now he knows that I should not eat it, I should not eat it, or I should not do this. So if we just think of I should not do this, I should not do this, I should not eat it, I should not see it, without giving an engagement for the eyes, ears, etc., what will happen? For some time he will do. But later on he will indulge in the same activity to such an extent that it may become even abuse. Like I always tell this incident, experience of my own. That is, when I joined ISKCON in 97, I started doing Ekadashi Nirjala. Just no, Ekadashi means nothing else. Nothing else other than chanting the holy names. That was the vigor. Many devotees advised me, you know, you should do it. But the point is, are you comfortable with this? Take care of it properly. Your body is very much important for performing devotional service. Then, 2 years rigorously continued doing that. But once I heard a lecture and I analyzed myself, after doing this Nirjala Ekadashi, the next day Dwadashi comes. That's the time I indulge in eating whole day because I fasted yesterday. I had to eat up to here and sick for the next 1 week. So our activity should be regulated. So that is why in these verses, previous 3-4 verses and the next few verses, Krishna is talking about regulation. Srila Prabhupada, in the previous verse, or the 66th verse, I suppose, he says, 64th verse, he says, Ragadvesha vimuktaistu vishyan indriyas charan atmavashyair videyatma prasadam adigachati. You will get my prasada. Prasad means mercy. Eating is also prasadam, but the real meaning of prasadam is mercy. Who gets the mercy of Krishna? One who is ragadvesh vimuktaistu, those who are gone beyond attachment and aversion. Number one. Vishayan indriyescharan atmavashair. One who has controlled his mind and senses. Vidiyatma, such a vidiyatma, such a person gets my mercy. So there Srila Prabhupada writes, atmavashair. He translates, he says, the regulative principles of freedom. Now here, if you really analyze this particular phrase, regulative principles of freedom, you may be thinking, like, what is this? If there is freedom, it means I can do anything, whatever I want. And if you are talking about regulation, then I cannot do whatever I want. So these are two contradictory terms. This phrase is a very contradictory phrase in itself. How can this be possible? One place, one word talks about regulation, other way it talks about freedom. Freedom means I can do whatever I want to do. But here, we have to think a very important point. That is, all the generally in the present day, the children, the youth, they say, I just want to be free. No bounds. I want to do whatever comes to my mind. That is freedom. That is what people think. Actually, that is not freedom. If you really see, you can be free in this country, wherever you want, you can go, you can do whatever you want to do. When can you get this kind of freedom? When you follow the laws of the constitution. When you follow certain principles, certain rules and regulations, then you are gifted with this freedom. So the freedom is not just doing whatever comes to the mind. Actually, that is binding. So these are some subtle philosophical points. Like recently I had been to my hometown, then somebody came and told, oh, I am getting a headache because I have not taken coffee. Then I told him, just think for a while. Are you getting headache because of not taking coffee? Is it because of taking coffee? Just think. He just put his head down because he was an intelligent person. It is not because he has not taken coffee, he is getting the headache. Because he has taken coffee for so many years, he has become so addicted to it, that is why he is getting this headache. I don't take any coffee, so I don't have any headache. So this is called philosophical understanding of the truths present in Bhagavad Gita. That is why in this verse, Pashyato Mune, this word uses. Pashyato means you can see. Who can see this? Introspective sage. Mune means introspective sage. So this introspection is a very important quality a devotee has to develop. Because every day and every morning and evening, or when you go to sleep, this introspection is very much important to see what is my situation in devotional service. What is my position in respect to taste of Krishna consciousness? What I have done, what I am not supposed to do? What are the things which I have done wrong? What is the kalmasha within me? What is the wrong within me? All these things is called introspection, just to see the deeper into the principles of Krishna consciousness. Like Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu explains that how if you are just on top of the ocean, you will get some fishes. But if you dive deep into the ocean, then you will get germs and valuable things, pearls. So that is why a devotee should dive deep into the Siddhanta. There, the regulative principles of freedom, that means you can only be free when you follow some rules and regulations. And some people have this wrong notion, they think material enjoyment means freedom, I just can do anything and everything and enjoy matter. But what to speak of spiritual enjoyment, even material enjoyment you cannot get without following rules and regulations. Say for example, you want to enjoy ice cream. If you just put your ice cream in the mouth and then start biting it, eating it, will you enjoy the ice cream? No, there is a particular way you enjoy the ice cream. Suppose somebody wants to enjoy playing cricket. There is a particular situation, you should have the rules, the ball should be proper and the umpire should be there. And all the situation comes and then you run between the wickets, then you have some enjoyment. Otherwise, morning in just go and nobody is just around, there is no official match or something like that, there are two stumps there, you run between the two stumps in that time, you don't get the same enjoyment. Why? Because the particular situation has not come. Then what to speak of even spiritual enjoyment? So this concept that I don't want any rules and regulations, this is a wrong concept. Even to have material enjoyment, one should have follow these rules and regulations. So that is why the whole section, starting from the 64th verse till the 71st verse of this chapter, Krishna explains how to engage within the purview of the rules and regulations. Within that shloka, Krishna explains this, Yanisha Sarabhutanam. So this is the background of this particular verse. Yanisha Sarabhutanam Tasyam Jagrati Sayami. So here some words are used. Nisha. Nisha means night. Some ladies also keep this name, Nisha. Nisha means Nasha. So Nisha means night. Night represents darkness. Ya Nisha Sarvabhutanam. Sarvabhutanam means normal living entities or those who are materialistic people. Ya means Nisha. What is night for the materialistic people? So this is the translation of the first sentence. That is Ya Nisha Sarvabhutanam. What is night for the materialistic people? What is it? Tasyam Jagrati Sayami. Sayami means controlled, self-controlled, who are following certain rules and regulations so that they can control their mind and senses. So Sayami, for them, that night is Jagrati. In that night, they are awake. What is the meaning of this? Of course, the Sthula Artha, or the gross meaning of this particular two lines, Yanisha Sarabhutanam Tasyam Jagrita Sanyami, means, okay, night is materialistic people. What is night for materialistic people? Is a day for the self-controlled. Like you find all the devotees get up for Mangalarti to get prepared. You get up at 3 o'clock. That is the time people go out to sleep. You find the call centers going on around. That is a roaring business now. And when are you working? Oh, I work from night 11 o'clock till morning 8 o'clock. When are you sleeping? From morning time I'm sleeping. I remember when I was reading this verse, explaining this verse in one of the rooms here, I saw it was 9:30 in the night. We were about to wind up the class and having some prasadam and going about to sleep. I was putting my mosquito net. That's the time I saw there was one car which came. Brand new car, and it just came to the temple, and then few well-dressed people belonging to high-class society, they came now and they were just searching, and I got a message, is there any pujari around? Then I was shocked. Then, you know, what is this? Is the time to come? 9:30 already, temple is closed, everything is closed. You know, they want to do the puja for the car. They just now brought the car. And now you find they are all like dressed nicely as if they are just going to a party now. If you see, their day is starting at that time. Actually, this is the Asura Pravrutti. This is not just speaking from my own. It is clearly mentioned in Ramayana. When Hanuman went to Lanka, we know that Lankini was there, he became a small, this thing, a small monkey, sat, went, was about to go, Lankini caught him, and Hanuman told, I want to sit on the shoulders, and Lankini told, okay, you can sit. She was like taking some kind of, thinking that, you know, small monkey is there, let me play with him. So then Hanuman told, can I slap you? Lankini told, yeah, please slap me. Then Hanuman just gave a small slap, and she vomited blood and died. She was a huge demoness. Because this Lankini, they cannot understand, though the Akruti is small, that power remains the same. Hanuman will be Hanuman. So he went inside. When he went inside, that was the time, it was almost like it was dusk. Then he saw, when he saw Lanka, it was so wonderful. He thought, how can a demon rule this place? It seems to be more populent than Amaravati Indra's place. He saw the roads were all empty, and the lights in each house, they started lighting up. When he saw these lights and the whole arrangement of Lanka, and he saw people were coming out of the houses gradually, one by one, dressed in different colors of dresses, and some people were half naked, some people were like, dressed, hardly dressed, each one with different kinds of cosmetics. One by one, they were coming down, and the lights were glowing, the sun was setting. I was just thinking, when they are coming out of their houses, none of them are locking the houses. Then he thought, what a ruler Ravana is, just imagine. People were so fearless. He was actually glorifying Ravana. this Ravan, I cannot believe that he can be a demon. Then one thing he understood. This thing, as the sun is setting, the lights are being lit in the each and every house, and people are coming out as if the day is starting now. This is the demoniac civilization. This is Ravana. This is Lanka. Lanka means where the day starts when the sun sets. That is Ravana. That is Lanka. Then Hanuman was going around and he saw each and every palace, because he had to find Sita. And he was observing every lady and was thinking, oh, I'm a brahmachari, how can I see these ladies? But that was the job he got, because he wanted to know who is Sita, because he never saw Sita in time. And he saw somebody had shaved the eyebrows. One demoness was looking like that. She thought, you know, this kind of features are not Sita's features. Sita must be goddess. And somebody had different kinds of, strange kinds of colored hair. No, this cannot be Sita. In this way, Hanuman was just going on and observing. And the whole description of Lanka, you just don't have to go and read Ramayana to see the description of Lanka. You just have to go out in the streets of Bombay. Of course, the only difference is Lanka had the best of the roads and nobody was afraid of anybody, and people were very free and quite happy materialistically, and they were not fighting, there was no traffic jams. So if you see the descriptions of Lanka and Asura civilization which is going on there, if somebody even wants to lead a demoniac life, at least lead a demoniac life as Ravan was leading. This is worse than what we see. So in this world, we are all trying to imitate the demoniac life. Actually, this place called India, this is a place of devas. This is a place where yajnas and sacrifices have all been done. And what we are trying to do, we are artificially trying to become a demon. And we cannot imitate. Once Prabhupada told, when one person came and told Prabhupada, so India has sent some spaceship that has been, there's technology is improving, we're setting industries. Then Prabhupada told him straight, Americans are Americans. You are Indians. You can never become Americans. Actually, he was telling, you can never become a demon. But the point is, why are you trying to become a demon? This is not the lifestyle which actually suits us. So Yanisha Sarabhutanam Tasyam Jagrat. This is the gross meaning. That means, literally speaking, if you see when the Indians are working these days, where as soon as you graduate from your engineering college, what kind of job you are going to get? The first job is, you report to the office at 9 o'clock at night. Because that is the time America is functioning. Because you have joined an American company. Because if you work from 9 to when America is awake, you are supposed to work. So when America is awake means when the demons are awake, Yanisha Sarabhutanam, you are supposed to work. Demons are there, they are working. But you have become a servant of a demon. That is worse than being a demon. So Yanisha Sarabhutanam Tasyam Jagrat Samyami. So in the same way, the philosophical meaning of this Yanisha Sarabhutanam Tasyam Jagrati Samyami means the demonic people, they are sleeping. What is the sleep of the demonic person? They don't know the reality. What is the reality? The reality is that death is coming. The ultimate reality is that Krishna is the supreme absolute truth. You know, we are all his servants. That's all there. The first thing which is more close to you and near to you is its death. And now, Yanisha, that becomes night. Night means, philosophically speaking, in the philosophical terminology coined the Kurma Purana, Nisha tu avidyaya. Avidya, ignorance is Nisha, or night, or darkness. Knowledge is to darkness, knowledge is to light, ignorance is to darkness. Whenever in the scriptures you find darkness, night, it means ignorance. Whenever in the scriptures you find light, day, it means knowledge. So what is Nisha? what is ignorance? They are all ignorant. So what is that ignorance? They are completely forgotten what is the goal of life. Self-realization. They are ignorant to self-realization. They are living in darkness. And they feel that their kind of some light is there. Like once I was hearing one lecture by Suvatra Maharaj. He was telling that this material world can be compared to a theater. Most of you must have not gone to theaters in the recent past since you became a devotee. But you must have seen, gone to some movie in a theater, in a cinema hall. So as soon as you enter the cinema hall, you find some lights are there. Somebody is showing you, this is your seat. Some small lights are there. Then what happens? When everything is set up, all lights go off. Complete darkness. In the complete darkness, then only you can watch the movie. If there is no darkness, you cannot watch the movie. In the same way, you cannot live a materialistic life without being ignorant. That's what it is. First, you had to make yourself completely ignorant of the fact that you are not this, you are this body, you are not this body, a spirit soul. When that ignorance is there, then only the materialistic life can start. Otherwise, you just cannot have a materialistic life. It's impossible. Like you cannot watch a movie when there is light. So when the whole cinema hall is completely dark, then you even completely forget what, where are you sitting, who is next to you, what am I doing. Maybe you are meeting, eating some popcorn or something like that. Then you see the, immediately there is some light coming and you are completely attracted to that small screen. Then the director, this person is the hero, and that comes, and gradually you're eating 3 popcorns a minute, it reduces to 1 popcorn a minute, and it goes on. After some time you stopped eating, even completely engrossed. The heroine cries, you cry, the hero comes and beats, and you're completely taken away with the movie. And this movie is nothing but a reflection in the darkness. And the Bhagavatam describes this. It says, Ritetar. So it says that yatha abhaso tata tamaha. Rite thartham yat pratiyesna pratiyechatmani tam vidyadatmano mayam yatha abhaso tata tamaha. Yatha abhaso tata tamaha. What is this? A reflection in darkness. Tamaha means darkness. So in the darkness there is some reflection, that is called Maya. So in that small theater, you can exactly find, fit this verse there and then see that yatha bhaso tata tamaha. How you can find this in the night, in this darkness, there is some reflection and that you think it is a reality. So whatever happens in your life is nothing like that movie. It is an illusory thing and you think it is a reality. So here, it means whatever may happen, happiness and distress, oh, my family, my that, this happened, that happened, everything is nothing but a movie and you got nothing to do with it. But because of the attachment, because of Maya, you think that is the reality. And some dance is going on, some film, some song is going on. You put yourself in the position of the hero or the heroine and then think that, you know, this is enjoyment. But just as soon as the light is switched on, then the movie you cannot see. Then you understand, oh, the popcorn is down, you're sweating, it's so disgusted life. So that is called knowledge. Knowledge means you understand. Self-realization means first you understand, so how disgusted I have become after watching this movie, after illusory things of this world. So, Yanisha, Tasyam Jagrati. So when you have the lights, you see everybody is just watching the movie, it's all just illusion. I've got nothing to do with the happiness and distress of this world. In Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita, at many places, many, many places, na pravurshet priyam prapya na udvijet prapya cha priyam sukadukka sukam dhiram somrutatvaya kalpate. In so many places, he just asks you to come to the position of not being disturbed by any situation of this world. If you're just carried away with the situations, oh, I got that thing, this happened, that man, he told me that, that happened to me, what about that person, what about that? So many things, these are all nothing but to deviate us from Krishna consciousness. That is why the first platform, the first actually, when you have a goal of life, we all say, goal of life is attaining love of God. But in management studies, they talk about goals and objectives. But the point is, first objective where we have to reach is to reach the situation where we're completely unaffected by what is happening in our materialistic world. We got nothing to do with that. Become awake, not to be carried away, not to be in the dream state of consciousness. Come out of the dream state of consciousness and become conscious. Because without becoming conscious, we cannot be Krishna conscious. So this verse is actually telling, become awake, beware, uttishta, jagrata, prapya, varam, nibhodata. So yanisha sarvabhutanam tasyan jagrat sanyami. So a self-controlled person, he is awake to the situations of this world. He knows this is nothing but the interaction of the modes of material nature, and I have got nothing to do with this. Tattvittu, mahabaho. Gunakarma vibhavo, guna guneshu vartante, iti matva na sajjate. They are not disturbed. Na sajjate means not disturbed. Because you know, it is just some interaction of the modes. So this knowledge is very important for a introspective says. Go to the second two lines. Yasyam jagrati bhutani, sanisha pashato mune. Yasyam jagrati bhutani. The materialistic people are so awake to such an extent, these days people even don't get sleep. They make nice, wonderful arrangement to sleep. You in Bombay, there are flats worth 5 crores, 6 crores. You enter those flats, air-conditioned room, nice arrangement, bedrooms, everything is there. But this person, he goes there and he sleeps. He doesn't get sleep. He has to take sleeping pills to sleep. And he's working hard for what? To make a nice bedroom. When he gets that bedroom, there is no sleep. So he's awake 24 hours. What kind of awakefulness? Morning, he is awake, working hard. Divacha Arthaya Rajan. In the morning time, he is just awake to just earn more money. And in night time, he is awake. Because of the so much of hardship he has faced to get some enjoyment. And he is just awake. What is this awakefulness? This awakefulness is just giving misery to that person. During that time, this sanisha pashatomune, that is the darkness. No, we are not interested in that. Srila Prabhupada, I was just reading when Prajashwaru told the lecture, given lecture, I was just reading what Prabhupada talked about it. So he says, brings up the point, which everybody practically, even preachers, when you all go, when you even become a devotee, we experience this. As soon as you become a devotee, people say, Are pagla gaya hai. You become mad. When you become a devotee, you see materialistic person says, he has gone mad. This is a constant strife right from the history. The materialistic people say the devotees are mad. The devotees say the materialistic people are mad. Non-devotees are mad. But the point is, who is mad? Regarding this, I'll tell you a story. It's a real story. It's a real happening. Once, you know, the Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru, he was visiting one Pagal Khana. This is true, it's a fact. All know the story? Know the story? Some of you don't know, okay. Those who know, don't reveal it. It's a real happening. So he went, he was taken tour for so many places, and so he saw somebody is yelling, crying, and somebody doing so many things, then he felt very compassionate. And all the doctors and nurses were taking him down. At one place, it just came, there was one gate. It was written, danger. He told, what is there? He says, you know, very extreme cases are put there. We just put food through the gate and no, not even doctors dare to go inside. Then Jawaharlal told him, no. I have come here to see every patient here. I have to go and visit him. So there's only one patient there. And he told, yeah, why are you keeping him alone? We had to go. Then all the doctors, nurses told, you want to try out? You are the Prime Minister, you can try out. You go. Marwin went inside and he saw nobody was there. One person was sitting on a chair. And he went and saw this person was looking so intelligent, so bright. And he thought, how can this be a madman? Why is he here? He's very strong and powerful. And he did not seem to be a madman. Then Nehruinton told, yes, I am Jawaharlal Nehru. How are you? What's going on? What's your name? This person told, looked into Nehru's place and told, hey, what did you say? You are Jawaharlal Nehru, the Prime Minister of India? Shh. Don't say it again. So then, why this person told him, why? You know, I'm Nehru. I'm telling you, I'm Prime Minister of India. Whatever problems it is, please tell me. Told, don't say it. If you say, you will be also with me in the jail. The brother told, how? I'm the Prime Minister. I'm not a pagal. I'm here. I'm the Prime Minister of the country. Nobody can put me in jail or in this pagal khana. Then this person told, I also told the same thing. They put me here. So a madman never ever thinks that he is mad. He is completely perfect. And if at all somebody is mad, he is the other person. We replace this word madness and then see. If somebody does something wrong, he would never accept that I am wrong. If anybody is wrong, it is other person. Just go if your children are playing and somebody broke something, the mother comes and says, hey, who did this? Immediately, each one points out finger to each one. This is madness, to show fault in others. Introspection means seeing the three fingers pointing towards us. That is called introspection. So become an introspective sage and get out of this madness. So once somebody told me, the devotees, edo pagal loge, I told, yes, we are really mad. The Goswamis of Vrindavan, describing them, Srinivacharya says that, he says, Nandena Mattaliko, Krishnot Kirtana Gana Nartana Paro. So when we become mad after Krishna consciousness, after love for Krishna, that is real madness. That is real night and real day. Anything related to Krishna and Krishna consciousness, that is real night and real day. Otherwise, it is illusory night and illusory day. Actually, when we enter the past tense of Krishna, you know what is going to happen? We also experience day and night. But the day and night is according to the will of Krishna and pastimes of Krishna. So that is our destination. So we should become serious. The seriousness comes when we become introspective. If you are not introspective and perceive things of this world through the eyes of the scriptures, especially Bhagavad Gita, it is impossible in spite of all our abhideya, because we chant for 2 hours, read maybe for 1 hour, associate with devotees, have prasadam. In spite of all these things, if we don't develop the vision, pashyato mune, become a muni, the real muni, see the world through the eyes of the scriptures. Most of your students, maybe work, some of you will join, some of you will take up job, you're going in a car, you're seeing the billboard. You just cannot close your eyes. If you close your eyes, there will be an accident. And what is the spectacles you have to wear through which you can see this billboard? What is the spectacles you can see the newspaper? So this is the spectacles through which we can see the world. Yaha paschati, sa paschati. Of course, Krishna uses this word in a different context. Utkramantam stam vabi bunjanam vagunan vitam vimudhananu pashyanti pashyanti jnana chakshuta. One has to see from the eyes of the scriptures. So that is why this word pashyati, pashyato mune, is very important. We stop here for any discussions or any questions. So you don't see that. Okay. Okay.
So while we see Krishna consciousness also, in that also, lights are switched off. So is it the same situation?
So first thing is, let me clarify. First, I give the example of that to bring out a point. The point is that you cannot enjoy without being ignorant. If somebody is enjoying this material world, that means he is ignorant. There is no other question about it. That means you just cannot watch a movie without putting it in ignorance. Okay. Now we show the movies so that you will know what is knowledge. So that is using some ignorant thing for the purpose of Krishna consciousness. That is called Yukta Vairagya. That is why we also show it. So that your attention is not distracted to any other thing other than the movie which is talking about Krishna consciousness. That is called Yukta Vairagya. That is very good. This is the first part of your question. The second part of your question is, I used to watch some movies. This is what you told, mention few names. And I got some inspiration. See, this inspiration is required for anything. Even for a materialistic work, you require some inspiration. Even for a spiritual work, you require inspiration. If you see a materialistic movie, you will be inspired to do something materialistic. Suppose somebody wants to become some karate expert, he will see some karate movie or some martial arts movie. And somebody wants to become a businessman, he will watch those things which great businessman. So if you watch those movies which talk about great saints, then definitely you will become a great saint. Because you will be inspired at least to become a great saint. So that's a simple thing. So if you are inspired by seeing some materialist movie for spiritual life, those movies are to be seen under the direction of a spiritual guide. Like, there is one movie, The Real Nature of This World or something like that. Yeah, that's done by, of course, done by some Muslim saint or whoever it is. It's a nice movie. So, but if you just see that without the guidance of a guru or a spiritual master, of an advanced devotee, then it will misguide. Like I remember one of my Siksha gurus, he came and told me, he gave a movie. He told me, you go to the movie store, get this movie. I'll not name the movie. Then I was shocked, you know, what is this? He's telling me to go to a movie store, that is Brahmachari. Then I had to do, because there was no other person who can do it. No local person was there. So I just somehow went and then called some boy, gave him the chit and then told, you get the movie, without my spiritual master, like my Siksha Guru, not knowing this. So he got the CD and gave it to them and he played. And when he was showing the movie to the children, he was explaining each and every plot in the Krishna conscious viewpoint. And what the children could not understand after hours and hours of discourse in Bhagavad Gita, the children just understood these points like this, because it was directed. So under the direction of the superior guide, you can, you know, watch those and then get inspiration. But that is a very specific and a unique thing. You know, it's not the general process. It is something separate. It's quite okay. Under the direction of a spiritual guide, that is to be taken. Otherwise, you may even see some spiritual movie inspired for materialistic activity also. So that is why the picture comes, guru comes into the picture. Whenever you even see, even sadhana bhakti also to be done under the guidance of a spiritual master. So that is where the importance of a spiritual master comes into picture. Okay? Yeah. You have to be put into ignorance of the materialistic activities. That is one of the reasons. That is why this movie is designed like that. That is why I told that whole movie thing, that whole concept itself is ignorance. The know-how or mechanism of everything, that is matter, material arrangement. So the material arrangement of that movie or the theater, that atmosphere, when it is used for Krishna conscious purpose, then it is Yukta Vairagya. Yukta Vairagya means how to convert matter into spirit. That is what Vyoma Prabhu was speaking in the morning. How to convert matter into spirit. So that is called Krishna consciousness. Five more minutes.
You said we should jump for attainment of scripture.
Yeah.
So, how to develop this? Right now, we don't have any.
Your question itself is the seed of the taste which you have. Otherwise, you won't add this question. It is understood. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Kobe Hobe Akuti. So there, actually the Bengali words in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's in from song of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Pulaka Sharira. So there, Rupa Raghunatha Pade means Rupa Goswami and Raghunatha Goswami's Pade Kobe Hobe Akuti. So there, actual song means, the meaning in that particular song is, when will I develop attraction to the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunatha? There Srila Prabhupada translates like this. He says, Pade also refers to the meter or the words. Pada. Pada also refers to the lotus feet. They also refer to the words. Word is also Pada and feet is also Pada. So there Srila Prabhupada takes this meaning and then says, when will I develop taste for the words or the writings of Rupa and Raghunath? Or when will I develop taste for reading the scriptures. So this mood that when will I do this? This kind of anguish, when I am going to relish this, that itself is the beginning of the taste. Actually, this mood should be always there. When I am going to develop taste? The moment you think I have developed taste, that is the time you lost the taste. The moment you think I am devotee, that is the moment you are not a devotee. What we are trying to do? We are trying to become devotees. What we are trying to do? We are trying to develop taste. That's what is a simple thing. So, if you keep this mood always in your mind, when I am going to develop taste for this Bhagavad Gita, when I am going to develop taste for understanding, develop understanding of this Bhagavad Gita, that mood is a constant mood of a devotee. This mood should never be given up. Especially for aspiring preachers of Krishna consciousness, this is the constant mood, consistent mood which we had to have. That is, when I am going to do this? This agraha should be there. Yes. See, in the initial stages of Krishna consciousness, Krishna knows that we are all babies in Krishna consciousness. So when the baby walks, sometimes the baby falls down. Again he gets up, does something. So then the rules and regulations are not so strict. He's trying to help grow up. So but when the baby grows up, when becomes man, then if he falls down, people will laugh at him. Isn't it? So in the same way, Krishna is also like that. You should always understand Krishna is a person. He knows who I am better than anybody else. So that kind of personal relationship Krishna has with you, whether we recognize it or not. So he has got a particular and specific relationship with everybody. So giving mercy, it is up to Krishna's will. He can give it to somebody, he may not give it to somebody. It is up to his will. Because he is a person, we always have to understand this. But there, regarding mercy, we all know this story, incident, where when Prabhupada was walking in a park, there were many ducks were croaking. He was giving some popcorn to some ducks. And some corn was left still in the packet. He just threw it near one duck. Prabhupada, disciples asked Prabhupada, you know, Prabhupada, you did partiality. You know, you gave only one popcorn here and there to them. You gave so much to this duck. Why? Prabhupada told, this was croaking the most. This is croaking the most. Croaking means, for us it is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. It should be done in the helpless condition, the state of helplessness, this dainya. Without this dainya, this helplessness, this mood of helplessness, mercy cannot be attained. So, even though the scriptures talk about these things, but ultimately it lands up to dainya. Helplessly calling out Krishna's names, endeavoring to control our senses. So, Atma Vashyer Videhi Atma Prasadam Adigachati. Now, Atma Vashyer, to control the senses and the mind. Here it applies endeavoring to control mind and senses. So, we should be endeavoring by chanting the holy names of Krishna in the mood of dainya, helplessness. Helplessness is a very important quality. The mood, like today the whole shloka in the Bhagavatam, the background is, the mood is more important than the activity. That's the sum and substance. So when you see those verses, you have to, or examples in the scriptures, you should understand what is the point which is being spoken there. The mood is more important than the activity. So the activity of chanting, behind that there is a mood, there is a bhava. What is that bhava to be there? That is dainya. Last question, because we'll be getting late. Okay, Prabhuji? Yeah, last question. You're a very introspective person. Just to polish what you're told, it is like this. When you feel that helplessness, all your complete energy, ability, everything comes out in chanting. Other thing is, to develop that helplessness, you have to put all the endeavors. So both actually supplements each other. Both supplements each other. It is like, by chanting more, you develop taste. By developing taste, you can chant more. Both supplements each other. So just by putting effort, without actually contemplating the point of developing the mood of dainya, will not lead to any place. And just dainya, I am useless, you know, what to do, I cannot do anything. And just not endeavoring, that would not give anything. Like, simple example, a mother serves a child some food. Just serving as a duty, without even considering love, that is also not good. And the child is crying and child says, oh, mommy, I'm hungry. Mother comes and says, oh, child, I love you. But where is the food? Isn't it? So both are required. The activity as well as the mood. Both supplement each other. The more the activity do you, the more mood develop. The more the mood, the more better do you the activity. The service and sadhana, same thing. So is it okay? Is it? Oh, it's getting time. Okay, last for you.
Like, if little bit over, like, little
You know what is chanting? That is why we should read Chaitanya Charitamrita to find out what actually chanting is. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chants, he could not even chant. That is called chanting. So when you have that is the that scale of good. Like for example, if you are students, you find okay, you know, if I get 60%, that's good. Then you will not even reach 60. That is why our aims and ambitions, our vision should be that high class. Good chanting means that. Means cheers, Nayanam Galada Shudharaya. That is good chanting. If you keep that, okay, today I did not feel sleep while chanting because I was thinking of something else. If that is good chanting, then what about, how are you going to progress? Isn't it? Huh? So our definition of good chanting should be that class. That class. That is the first and foremost thing. When you have this definition of good chanting of that class, then every day you will feel that, Dainya, my chanting is not good. Like I told that. When I am going to develop taste for chanting? When I am going to become a good devotee? When I am going to do this? When I am going to do something for Krishna? Kabe hobe akuti. It's akuti. It's a constant thing. Endeavor and all is there. That is all has to be done. Association devotees, one day it is good, one day it is something going on. It always goes on. Even after 25 years, you will be asking the same question. When you become a spiritual master also, when the disciple will ask the same question to you, you will be answering the way I am answering. But you will be asking to somebody else, when I am going to improve my chanting. It is going to go on and on. Even after 25 years or 30 years in the movement, the same thing will be there. Keep this in mind. So actually when somebody asks this question to me, I feel that I should chant better because I've answered it. It is the truth. This goes on and on. This is struggle. Okay, thank you very much, Radhesham Prabhu. So if you ask, so I've spoken something off the track, please.
All of these.